Life Audio.
You're listening to the Million Praying Moms podcast, where we're dedicated to helping moms pray God's word for their children in the areas they need it most. I'm your host, Brooke McLaughlin. Over the last decade, I've helped over 75,000 moms make prayer a priority for their families. My mission is to help you do the same. Prayer is not a last resort. It's our first and best response to the challenges of parenting, a partnership for the hearts of our children that God invites us into. Today's devotion and prayer are taken from Praying for Girls, Asking God for the Things They Need Most, a book by my dear friend, Terry Lynn Underwood. Reading today's devotion and prayer for Terry Lynn is author and mom of four girls, Stacy Thacker. If you'd like to learn more about it or get a downloadable prayer guide to help you follow along with this month's prayers, visit today's show notes at millionprayingmoms.com. After this short word from our sponsors, we'll pray God's word together for our children.
Is it hard to spark meaningful conversations with your kids? Whether you're a homeschool hero, planning activities for the next family vacation, or simply gathering around the dinner table, we've got something that can help. Introducing the Daily Family Conversation Starter by best-selling author Katie Clemens. This remarkable book offers 365 imaginative ways to connect with your children in just 5 minutes each day, with prompts like, "Who made you laugh today?" or "What would you do if you had a tail?" These simple questions open up a world of laughter, curiosity, and deeper connections. From dinner time to sleepy time, the Daily Family Conversation Starter is your key to creating memories that will last a lifetime. Don't wait to transform your family's daily routine into an adventure of discovery and fun. Grab your copy of the Daily Family Conversation Starter today, wherever books are sold.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Matthew 6:21. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Let's face it. There's a little discontentment in all of us. If we have straight hair, you wish it were curly. If you're short, you wish you were tall. The list can go on forever. Being content doesn't come naturally for us. Consider Adam and Eve. They had it all. Their life was really perfect. They had a beautiful garden, meaningful work, and an intimate relationship with God. Yet all it took was the implication by the serpent that they were missing out on something, and suddenly everything they had paled in comparison with what they didn't. They believed the enemy's lie that God didn't have their best interest in mind, that he was somehow holding out on them, and they bit the fruit, and we've been biting it ever since. Little girls want Shopkins, teenagers want to be popular, and moms want to be like Susie Homemaker, who posts daily images of her family's prayer on Instagram. We have to lay the foundation for one of the most important lessons we learn as believers, to be content. A personal story from Terry Lynn. Scott and I had been married for about 2 years when we decided we were ready to have a baby. Yes, I too chuckle at that idea of being ready for kids, if we'd only known, right? Like most people, we assumed once we had made the decision, we'd be happily expecting within a few months. Instead, we spent more than 2 years taking tests and temperatures, counting days, and having doctor visits. On Wednesday in March 1999, a specialist in Birmingham, Alabama, spoke the most heartbreaking words we could hear. "I just don't believe you'll ever have a baby of your own." We drove the 2 hours back home to North Alabama and went to church that night, barely holding back our tears. We had choir practice, and one of the songs we rehearsed was "God is the Strength of My Heart," a praise song based on Psalm 73:26. "My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." As we sang, the emptiness in our hearts felt magnified. Over the following weeks, the ache was, at times, unbearable. Our flesh and hearts were failing. Individually and as a couple, we grappled with several big questions. If this is God's plan for our lives, do we still believe he's good? Is God the strength of our hearts? Is there nothing we desire besides him? We wrestled through our doubts and fears, and we prayed and we cried, and we held on to each other and to our faith. Ultimately, we reached the point of saying, no matter what, God is good. We trust his plans for us, and we choose to believe he will give us the strength we need. At the time, I didn't realize we were learning to be content, but we surely were. We, in our sorrow and our grief over the heartbroken dreams we had for the future, learned he is enough. Paul wrote about his learning in Philippians 4, 11 through 13. Paul speaks of abundance and need in those verses, and being content in either. I imagine your daughter is a lot like mine and has a limited understanding of need. Cassidy have everything she needs and a great deal of what she wants, and yet she struggles to be content. So how do we help our girls and ourselves learn to be content? It's hard to be content with what we have and where we are, when we feel entitled to something more. But when we choose to be grateful, everything changes. Kristen Welch speaks of this truth in her book, Raising Grateful Kids in an Entitled World. She writes, "Nothing makes us more grateful than perspective." Perspective, it's a great teacher, right? When we give our girls the opportunity to see how others live, both those with more and those with less, we can help them begin to learn about gratitude and the truth James expressed. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change, James 1:17. Recognize that all they have is due to God's goodness, not their worthiness or accomplishment, helps our girls learn, as Paul did, to be content in all things, not through our strength, but through his. Let's pray for our daughters. Father, thank you for being all my family needs. I pray that my daughter will always find her greatest treasure in you. May she not be distracted and swayed by the things of this world, but may her heart find full contentment in you alone. As she faces seasons of abundance and seasons of need, help her to recognize that in you, she can be satisfied and content no matter what. And when the enemy whispers that you are holding back good things from her, may she be firmly rooted in the truth of your love and care. Give her the ability to be grateful, her life marked by the ready acknowledgement that everything she has is a gift from you. On the days when she feels discontent, I pray that she won't stay there, but will live well the life you've assigned her. May she be satisfied with the purpose you have given her and find her truest contentment in pursuing you. In Jesus' name, amen.
If you love praying together with us on the Million Praying Moms podcast, consider supporting the show with a $5 monthly donation through Patreon. When you join, you automatically receive a new downloadable scripture-inspired prayer calendar for your child every month. Learn more in today's show notes at millionprayingmoms.com. Till next time, friends, the Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look with favor on you and give you peace.
Hey, everybody, I'm Dale.
And I'm Tamara.
We're hosts of the Kynos Project podcast,
where we help you tackle ancient Christian truths in an everyday settings.
To learn more and subscribe, go to lifeaudio.com.